Good evening. This is Kent Lindquist, your host for the Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore, 89.1 FM. We're here every Sunday night from about 8 to 10 for some modern mainstream jazz. I hope you can make a habit of joining us and stick around tonight for a couple hours of swinging sounds. We're going to highlight tonight Volume 2 of focusing on pianist Les McCann, a real great straight-ahead soul pianist. Became on very strong in the late 50s, early 60s. Turned out many, many fine albums. We're going to kick it off with Les McCann live at the Bit Club in Hollywood, 1960. Backed up by Leroy Vinegar out of Indianapolis on bass, Ron Jefferson on drums. This is his version of Dizzy Gillespie's composition, Night in Tunisia. right, that was Les McCann live at the Hit Club in Hollywood, 1960, backed up by Leroy Vinegar on bass and Ron Jefferson on drums. That was our initial flight tonight on the highlight artist, Les McCann. Well, I'm going to do something now by Chet Baker. Chet Baker spent the early 60s in Europe, and he had a pretty rough time over there. In fact, I think one of the countries in Europe asked Mr. Baker to maybe leave the country, and he was having some tough times physically and with his chops. He's a trumpet player. He came back, and Prestige Records signed him up for three LPs, and the guy is such a great natural artist. He just cut some terrific things for Prestige. This is from his album Smoking with the Chet Baker Quintet, and Chet here is on flugelhorn rather than trumpet, George Coleman on sax, Kurt Licey on piano, Herman Wright on bass, Roy Brooks on drums. This is a nice version of Rodgers and Hart, Old Evergreen, Have You Met Miss Jones?
Thank you.
trumpet sound of trumpet. That's really not a trumpet. That was a flugelhorn sound of Chet Baker doing Rodgers and Hart's Have You Met Miss Jones. Some fine tenor sax work by George Coleman, Kurt Licey on piano. We turn now to our spotlight artist of the week, and that's Les McCann, pianist Les McCann. And this is something from his album How's Your Mother, and it was recorded in July of 67 live at the Village Vanguard in New York City. This is his interpretation of I Am In Love, and Les is backed up by Frank Serrano on drums, and again, out of Indianapolis, one of Indianapolis's finest, Leroy Vinegar on bass, I Am In Love. Thank you. our Spotlight Artist of the Week, Tina Celeste McCann, live at the Village Vanguard in New York City. And that was a romp through a Cole Porter composition called I Am Love, backed up by Frank Saravino on drums and Leroy Vinegar on bass. I turn to another piano player, and that's the soulful piano stylings of Bobby Timmons. Bobby worked in the Art Blakey Messengers, and he worked with the Cannonball Adderley Quintet, and he also had his own trio. This is from his trio album, cut on the Riverside Records back in 1960. And Bobby is backed up by Sam Jones on bass, Jimmy Cabo on drums. This is this is a Bobby Timmons composition that put him on the map and was one of Art Blakey's biggest hits, his quintet, Moanin'. Thank you. Bobby Timmons on piano doing his own composition, Moaning, backed up by Sam Jones on bass, Jimmy Cobb on drums. All right, now we're going to continue with our highlight artist of the week, pianist Les McCann. And this is from an album he caught with, I think it has kind of co-billing. The album is called Pacific, or Something Special on Pacific Jazz. And we've got Les McCann on piano, the great Joe Pass on guitar. And they bring in, along with the pianist Les McCann, Richard Groove Holmes on organ, Clifford Scott on sax, Ron Jefferson on drums. This little thing written by Les McCann called Karma. Thank you. right. That was Karma, a little up-tempo swinger written by Les McCann. And on that track, you heard Les McCann on piano, of course. Rube Gould Holmes on organ. Ron Jefferson on drums. Clifford Scott on reeds. I'll turn now to something by Bud Shank, alto man Bud Shank. We haven't heard anything from him for a long while. Great West Coast alto sax player. The liner notes are a little skimpy on this one. This is a little thing written by Lorenzo Almeida called Serenade for Alto. And Lorenzo Almeida was from Spain and played acoustic guitar. And so my guess is, along with alto sax, you're going to hear acoustic guitar of Lorenzo Almeida, and along with bass and drums. Let's listen and find out. Ballad by alto sax man Bud Shank, and I was correct, that was Lorenzo Almeida on acoustical guitar with bass and drums. A lovely little thing written by Almeida called Serenade for Alto. All right, back to our spotlight artist of the week, Les McCann, and this is from an album he cut called On Time, including, again, Leroy Vinegar on bass out of Indianapolis, Ron Jefferson on drums. This is a little thing written by Les McCann This is the title track from the album, On Time. That was On Time. That's the title track of an album that Joe Pass cut with on guitar along with Les McCann on piano and Leroy Vinegar there on bass, Ron Jefferson on drums. Well, that's such a swinging track from that album. We're going to do one more track from the On Time album with the same personnel, and this is their version of Yours Is My Heart Alone. Thank you. highlight artist, Les McKenna on piano, joined up by the great guitarist, Joe Pass, from their album On Time, doing Yours Is My Heart Alone. Well, you've been listening to the Feeling of Jazz for the better part of the last hour, and hope you enjoyed the modern mainstream jazz coming your way. We are going to take a little break for the news at the top of the hour, and then we're going to be back with another hour of fine modern mainstream jazz, so please stick around. Going to close out the show with a little something by Indianapolis's finest guitarist, Wes Montgomery, doing a little thing called Says You. He's along with Wes on guitar. We've got Victor Feldman on vibes, Sam Jones on bass, Lewis Hayes on drums. This is from Wes Montgomery's album, Moving Along. Thank you.